Welcoming all of you to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Karlashoda Mataji. And Mataji is going to continue us on the topic of Sri Jagannath Ashtakam, glorifying the Lord who does not blink his eyes. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much for your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I'll hand out the call to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for this opportunity. Very grateful to all of you. So we'll start. We welcome all the online viewers also. Thank you very much for joining in. Hare Krishna. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Putale Srimate Rajanatha Swami Niti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Putale Srimate Jayapataka Swami Niti Namine. Namo Acharya Padaya Mitai Kripa Pradayine Gaurakatha Dhamadaya Nagara Gramatarine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshadarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangur Langaya Tegirim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Hare Om Tat Sat, Hare Krishna. So we'll continue with Sri Jagannath Ashtakam, the glories of the Lord who does not blink. So we will continue with text 6 today.
Para Brahma Pira Ko Vala Dayot Fulla Nayano Nivasi Vila Drauni Hita Charananta Shirasi Rasana Niradhasa Rasava Pura Lingana Sukho Jagannatha Swamina Jnana Pathagami Bhavatame.
Translation. Lord Jagannath, whose eyes resemble fully blown lotus petals, is the ornament on Lord Brahma's head. He resides on Nilachal Hill with his lotus feet placed on the hedge of Ananta Dev. Overwhelmed by the mellows of love, he joyfully embraces Srimati Radharani's body, which is like a cool pond. May that Jagannath Swami be the object of my vision. So this verse has the glorified name of Srimati Radharani. You know, and Sri Jagannath's eyes are compared to that of fully blown lotus petals. You know, when lotus petals, when they bloom fully, completely, when they bloom out, each of the petals, they are extremely beautifully, beautiful shape. You know, like they are like this, they go white and then they come have a pointy kind of a you know, ending like that. It's very beautiful. And when the lotuses are fully bloomed, then the petals appear so much wider, so much more rounder and bigger. So that's how Jagannath's eyes are. They're fully blown, fully blossomed lotus petals. Beautiful comparison. You know, Krishna is always compared to the lotus. We know that. We see that, you know, his lotus hands, lotus feet, lotus navel. Why? Why do the acharyas, why do everyone like this, they compare Krishna to the lotus flower? Very simple explanation is given, because the lotus flower is such a flower. You know, where does lotus grow? Lotus grows, we all know, it grows in dirty, filthy areas, mushy lands, you know, mushy waters, where it is lot of, you know, and sometimes in amidst lot of other, you know, unwanted things, in unwanted surroundings, there's a beautiful lotus that grows. And it's so beautiful, so scented, so heavenly, that it rises above that filth and it, exhibits its beauty. So, although it is growing in that filthy area, but still it has risen above that, and it is, you know, if you try to drop a water, drop of water on top of the lotus petals, it immediately slides down. It does not stay. The lotus never, you know, has even a drop of water that sustains on it. It immediately glides away because of the, you know, soft and the, you know, the texture of the lotus flower. It just slips. All water droplets just slip away from the lotus petals. Similarly, Krishna, although Krishna came to this material world, he appeared in such a filthy place like this material world, Krishna is above and beyond the touch of this material nature. Krishna is like that lotus flower who, even though he has arisen, he has appeared many times in this material world, Krishna is untouched by any material qualities. He is above and beyond, just like that lotus flower. So although he appears in the material world to do his pastimes, he's always above, like that lotus flower. He's above that silk. That is why the acharyas have always compared Krishna and his different bodily limbs, his different bodily features, to be like that of a lotus, because of this particular reason. We see, even in the Gopi Gita, in text 2, the gopis are comparing Krishna, you know, complete body of Krishna, to be like that of a lotus flower. Complete entire body of Krishna to be that of a lotus flower. And that too, what kind of a lotus flower? Let us see what the gopis say about Krishna and his and their comparison of Krishna to the lotus flower. The gopis are saying, in text 2 of Sri Gopi Gita, the gopis are saying this, that, O our dear Lord of love, in beauty, your glance, means your vision, your glance, excels the whirl of the finest, most perfectly formed lotus within the autumn pond. O bestower of benedictions, you are killing the maidservants who have given themselves to you freely without any price. Isn't this murder, my dear Lord? So the gopis are saying, Sharadudashaye Sadhu Jata Sat Sharati Jodara Shri Musha Drisha Suratana Athate Ashukha Dasika Varada Meghato Neha Kim Vadha. So the gopis are saying that, my dear Lord, you are like that, you're not just an ordinary lotus flower. The gopis are saying that, my dear Lord, you are not an ordinary lotus flower. You are that very, very rare lotus flower which blooms in the autumn season. You know, lotuses bloom in almost every season. But in the autumn season, they have, you know, because of the weather, the kind of, you know, atmospheric conditions, the autumn season is said to have the best kind of lotuses bloom in that season. So the gopis are saying, you are Sharadu Dasaye Sadhu Jatasat. That, my dear Krishna, you are not an ordinary lotus flower. You are the lotus flower which is having the jat, means the family lineage of the sadhus. Sadhu jat. You are of the topmost, you know, breed of this lotus flower is you. And you are topmost not only in your breed, your sadhu jata, but you are the lotus that blooms in the autumn season. So beautiful you are, my dear Krishna. And Sarasi Jodara Shri Mushadrisha, that you, just by your glance, you just murder us. By just looking at us, you are just murdering us with your glance. Why? Because Krishna's vision is said to be that Krishna's eyebrows are like that of Sandarpa's bow, Cupid's bow. That Krishna's eyebrows can put to shame even Cupid's bow. You know, if you've ever seen how, you know, dhanush, you know, or a bow looks, it has a very beautiful texture and a curvature. So Krishna's eyebrows have that beautiful texture. And when Krishna looks through his vision, it is said that he shoots arrows through his vision. So how can anyone shoot an arrow without resting that arrow on a bow? Right? Bow and arrow, they go hand in hand. You can't shoot an arrow without resting it on a bow. So Krishna, he rests the vision of his, the arrow of his vision, Krishna rests it on the bow of his eyebrow. And when he looks at the gopis, that vision, that arrow of his vision, it penetrates the hearts of the gopis. And that is why the gopis are saying, my dear Krishna, we are your ashulka dashika. Ashulka, shulka means that you get some wages. You know, when we keep any maid servant, we give them wages. That's why they do their services. But the gopis are saying, my dear Krishna, we are your maid servants, but you haven't paid us. We are your unpaid maid servants. And in fact, when we come to you, you run away from us. This is how you treat your maidservant, that to who are you, you are not even paying, that we are your ashulka dasika, that we are not even paid maidservants. And this is how you are treating us, Krishna. So is this fair? Is this just? Like this, the gopis are singing in separation from Krishna. So that's why this particular verse, the sixth verse of Sri Jagannath Ashtakam, you know, Lord Jagannath is feeling that intense separation from Srimati Radharani and the gopis also. So this verse is very deeply connected with this second verse of the gopis. We see that how Lord Jagannath, he always reciprocates. You know, Lord Jagannath, he, Krishna, he reciprocates, he is Bhavagrahi Janardhana. He reciprocates with the, you know, the loving emotions that his devotees feel for him. So when the gopis apparently did not have the vision of Krishna in front of their eyes, in separation, in loving separation from Krishna, they started reciting these Gopi Gita shlokas. And Krishna actually was standing right there. And he was listening to each and every word that the gopis were saying. And Krishna just wanted to increase the intense feeling of love that the gopis were feeling towards Krishna. And that's why Krishna was not appearing. He was saying, Yaya, feel some more. Feel some more love for me. I want to see to what level you all can go. And Krishna remained unmanifest in front of their eyes. But he was right there. He was listening to everything, because after the Gopi Gita, when Krishna finally manifested in front of them, Krishna said, "My dear Gopis, I heard each and every word that you all said in separation from me. And you have now purchased me with your unbounding love. You have purchased me." Krishna says that to the Gopis. So Krishna always reciprocates with his loving devotees. So here also, as Lord Jagannath, you know, the kind of separation that the gopis felt from Krishna, Krishna here in the form of Lord Jagannath, he is feeling that intense separation from the gopis and Srimati Radharani. And that is why in this text 6, it is mentioned that overwhelmed by the mellows of love, he is joyfully embracing the cool body of Srimati Radharani. So, with the beauty of Lord Jagannath's vision, we might say that where is Radharani here in Lord Jagannath's, you know, altar? There is no Srimati Radharani. But for Lord Jagannath, Srimati Radharani is the manifestation of the body of Lord Chaitanya. So when Lord Jagannath would come out of his temple, when Lord Chaitanya, the golden body of Lord Chaitanya would come in front of Lord Jagannath would tightly embrace the body of Lord Jagannath. And till today, Lord Jagannath, without any discrimination, when he comes out on the chariot, anybody from any background can go up on the chariot and embrace Lord Jagannath. Because Lord Jagannath is so kind when he is on the chariot. He's so merciful, so compassionate, without any discrimination. Lord Jagannath allows everyone to come and give him a tight embrace. Because that tight embrace that the Lord feels at this time reminds him of the loving embrace of Srimati Radharani. You know, when Krishna was in Kurukshetra, when Krishna and Balaram and, you know, Devaki Mata and the, you know, 16,000 queens of Krishna, when they all came to Kurukshetra during the eclipse to take bath in Yamuna at Kurukshetra, that and Nanda Baba, Jashoda Maya, all the gopis, Srimati Radharani, they also came from Braj to take bath in Kurukshetra. We all know that was the time that in a big tent, you know, sitting in a big tent, Jashoda Maya, Rohini Mata, and Mother Devaki, these three elderly ladies, they were requested, you know, especially Mother Jashoda, was requested by the 16,000 queens of Krishna that please tell us the childhood pastimes. Because although Krishna is our husband, we see that he's always lost in thought of the Brajvasis. He's always remembering all of you. So what all, you know, nectarian pastimes has he enacted with all of you that Krishna is still, you know, although he's in so much opulence, he's with each and every one of us who are like goddesses of fortune, but Krishna is still remembering each and every one of you. Why? Can you tell us what all Krishna did when he was in Braj? So Jashoda Maya, in terms of lot of insistence, then she started narrating these pastimes. And it is said that, you know, these pastimes, when they were getting narrated, of course, Subhadra Devi was at the, you know, she was positioned at the gate that she should tell or signal Jashoda Maya if Krishna Balaram would come. Because Jashoda Maya didn't want Krishna Balaram to know that the Brajvasis are so lifeless without Krishna and Balaram. She didn't want Krishna and Balaram to be sad that they are sad, to feel sad in that way. You see, that is the level of their love for Krishna. But although they are suffering, they didn't want Krishna to even find out that they are suffering. So Subhadra Maya was placed in at the door, but when she was listening, you know, her ears were there. Although she was facing the door outside, but she was listening and she was, you know, "Oh, my brother, he lifted the Govardhan Hill in his pinky. My brother, he danced on the hoods of Kaliya. My brother, he killed Putana when he was, 6 days old. These miraculous deeds my brother has done. And she was in deep ecstasy, deep astonishment. That is why Subhadra Devi's hands shriveled up, her legs shriveled up, and like this, as if she's watching like a most thrilling movie. When we watch any kind of thriller, what happens? We also sit like this, shriveled up. What's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? We feel so much excited, so much astonished by, whatever is happening around us. So that was the position of Subhadra Devi. And then Krishna and Balaram, they noticed what's wrong with Subhadra. What happened to her hands and legs? Why is she sitting so shriveled up? So then Krishna and Balaram came and stood on either side of Subhadra. They started listening, and their shriveling up was when Jashoda Mata would, after the end of the pastime, each pastime that they would narrate, Jashoda Maya would start saying to the queens that we are missing Krishna and Balaram. When Krishna and Balaram left, they took not only themselves out, but they took our lives with them when they left Vrindavan. And we have become lifeless without Krishna. How are we going to exist without Krishna? We don't know. Our life and soul of the entire Braj is Krishna and Balaram. And they are not with us, and we are so sad in their separation. Like this, Jashoda Maya, after the narration of each and every pastime, she would narrate what is their condition in separation from Krishna. So hearing that, the feelings of intense separation that the Brajbasis are feeling towards Krishna and Balaram, Krishna and Balaram's hands and legs started getting shriveled up. So it was like a screenshot of the bodies of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra, which appeared in front of the tent. So this is how Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra manifested for the first time, that how they are going to appear, and in this Dharu Brahma form of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra, the form of astonishment, ashcharya, that they are so mesmerized, like Subhadra Devi is mesmerized, that how my brothers are so transcendental. How much amazing qualities they have. She is amazed because of that. And both these brothers, they are amazed that how devotees love them so much. How can devotees love them so much? So that is the astonishment of Jagannath and Balabhadra. So like this, we all know how this entire pastime unfolded. But then, there is the mention that Krishna actually went ahead and also met with the gopis and Srimati Radharani at Kurukshetra. And when Krishna came to meet with the gopis and Srimati Radharani, it is said that Krishna came in his kingly attire. Krishna was like the prince of Dwarka. So Krishna had this golden crown on his head, and he was wearing this, how the kings wear Sherwani and, big, like a kurta, which had so much gold and jari work, and he was wearing these pajamas, which was, exactly like a royal attire. Krishna was wearing shoes. And the gopis and Srimati Radharani, they saw this Krishna and they said, "You are not our Kanha. Go from here. You are some king. We don't know you. Our Kanha doesn't dress like this." Hearing like this, Krishna couldn't bear that the gopis were not even recognizing Krishna. So immediately Krishna took off his crown, he took off his, because Krishna in Vrindavan, he never even wore an upper shirt. He just had a chadar. Maximum is what Krishna wore is a chadar. So Krishna never covered his body with any kind of shirt. And here Krishna was wearing this, heavy outfit, and Krishna just removed all of that. He wore a nice silken dhoti that he normally used to wear when he used to be in Braj. He removed his shoes. The gopis never saw Krishna with shoes in Vrindavan. Never. Like those kingly shoes that, have this kind of a thing like that, and then, like how nowadays we see our grooms in weddings, they wear. So Krishna used to wear those kind of shoes, very much nicely, you know, gold embroidered and, you know, with diamond studded shoes Krishna used to wear as the prince of Dwarka. But then the gopis looked at his lotus feet, they said, this cannot be our Krishna. Our Krishna never wore shoes. What is this? Go away from here. But then Krishna realized, you know, that the gopis cannot relate to me like this. Immediately, the first thing he took off was his shoes. And he took off his crown, he took off his, you know, kingly attire, and he just wore this simple, you know, dress that Krishna used to wear when he was in Braj. He wore the silken dhoti, he took a simple chador, which was, of course, very, very, you know, like silken and, you know, satin see-through. The chador is, that Krishna wears, it is said that it is as if he's, just like how nowadays we see our dupattas to be. Like they're see-through, right? It's as if it's there, it's not there, like that. So Krishna's chadar that Krishna would wear, it would be so silky, so satiny, and so transparent that Krishna's body would actually be seen. So that cloth would just be like a, you know, decoration to enhance Krishna's beauty even more, because it would be so transparent and so, you know, mulayam, so delicate, so soft. That's how Krishna's chadar would be. So Krishna wore such a similar chadar. He put on a forest flower, you know, Vajayanti mala. He wore all of that and he came. He put a peacock feather. Of course, the crown had a peacock feather, but he discarded that golden crown and he just tied a little sash on his hair. Like that he would do in Braj, and he put on a peacock feather and he came playing his flute in front of the gopis. And as soon as the gopis saw their Shyama Sundar come in front of them in this form, immediately the gopis just went running towards him. Some fell at his lotus feet. Srimati Radharani actually just fell at the lotus feet of Krishna. And Krishna actually picked her up and just embraced her tightly. And at that time, Srimati Radharani said, "And my dear Kanha, you have to come back to Braj with us." So Krishna said, "Yes, yes, take me wherever you want. I am your servant, you take me wherever you want." So Srimati Radharani and the gopis, they sat down Krishna on a chariot and they started pulling the chariot and said, "We are going to drag you back to Vrindavan." So that is the significance of Rath Yatra. So Lord Jagannath, he actually, you know, remembers this cool embrace of Srimati Radharani. He always remembers that, because that is like Jagannath's ambrosial nectar. And when Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, when he was in Jagannath Puri for those 18 years of Lord Chaitanya's life, Lord Jagannath, you know, had the association of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So for those 18 years, for 18 Rath Yatras, Lord Jagannath would actually embrace Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya would go and embrace Lord Jagannath 18 times. He has embraced Lord Jagannath. And that 18 times, Lord Jagannath has felt that Srimati Radharani herself has come and embraced me. Because Jagannath, when Jagannath is there, Jagannath is in the mood of Krishna. He is Krishna, but in mood of loving separation from Srimati Radharani. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the personification of Srimati Radharani, who is feeling intense separation from Krishna. So this black and golden form would unite during Rath Yatra. And that was the epitome of Lord Jagannath's happiness. So this particular verse, this sixth verse, is describing that union of Lord Jagannath and the loving embrace that he feels of Srimati Radharani when she embraces him. So we'll move to the next verse. Navajate rajam na chakana kamane kya vibhavam na jate hamram yamta
कलजनकम्यं वरवधुं सदा काले काले रमथ पतिना गीत चरित जगन्नाथ स्वामीन यन पथ गामी भवतो मे.
Translation: I do not pray for a kingdom, nor do I pray for gold, rubies, or wealth. I do not ask for a beautiful wife, as desired by all men. I simply pray that Jagannath Swami, whose glory is Lord Shiva always sings, may he be the constant object of my vision. So this particular verse, you know, Nave Jache Rajyam Nacha Kanaka Manikya Vibhavam. So this particular verse is saying that I do not want any kind of worldly things. I only want the Lord's undivided attention upon me. That may Lord Jagannath, you know, may I always see him. May he be the only object of my vision. And I don't want anything else. So this is what Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he actually is the personification of this particular verse. That the way he got Mahaprabhu's mercy is when, you know, he was instructed by Lord Nityananda himself. And he gave up his kingly attire. He gave up his, you know, his kingly vesha, and he took on the vesha of a mendicant. He took on the form of a mendicant, a beggar. And he came and started massaging the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu while singing this Gopi Gita. And that was the time that Mahaprabhu gave his supreme mercy to Maharaj Pratap Rudra by embracing him and giving him so much mercy. This is what Krishna himself had to do. Like I explained just a little while ago, that in order to get the love that he holds so dearly, Krishna holds the love of the gopis to be the highest. So to get the love of the gopis, to get the love of, you know, Srimati Radharani, Krishna himself gave up his kingly attire and dressed like a, you know, simple boy of Braj. That's when the gopis came and embraced him. That's when Srimati Radharani came and embraced him. So it has been proved from again and again that we cannot approach the Supreme Lord up till the time that we are attached to our designation. You know, when we are attached to our designations, when we are thinking that, oh, I am this, I am that, I have this qualification, I have that qualification. If we think of ourselves to be like that, then we can never get the mercy of Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna. We can never be the recipient of the mercy of coming down from Krishna. If we have to, you know, receive the mercy coming from Krishna, then we have to give up our designations that are awarded to us. Sarva upadhi vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchyate. Very clear indication has given that sarva upadhi vinirmuktam, unless we become freed from all kinds of designations. Oh, I am a software engineer. Oh, I am the best cook in the whole world. Oh, I am a PhD. Oh, look at my family lineage. All these are designations that are related to this crazy body that we have. Unless we give up these designations, sarva upadhi vinirmuktam, tat paratvena nirvalam, we can never, rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchyate, we can never relish the seva that we derive by serving Krishna. We can never, you know, delve deep into the deep realization of love for Krishna. We cannot just relish that. So we have to give up these worldly designations that we so crazily run after. We have to give up that when we come in front of the deity. That is why it is said that when we come in front of the deity, we should be very humble, very meek. And you know, sometimes we see at the temples that when devotees are attending Mangal Aarti or when the devotees are attending, you know, different aartis, out of habit sometimes they will stand, you know, with their hands, you know, put around their backs like this. And they would, you know, dance and kiss them just out of, you know, they will just put their hands behind. But this is very, very offensive to the deity. We should always appear like this in front of the deity, not with our hand in, you know, like this. This shows that, you know, we are so proud of ourselves. That is what it shows. But when we are like this, or at least with our hands, if it is folded, and even if we are keeping it down, but in front, we should appear humble and meek in front of the deity. Not in the way that, you know, we have our hands behind our back and by the way we are taking part in the aarti. That's very, very offensive. So the way we make our appearance, and we may have that kind of relationship with Krishna, but when we are appearing in front of the other devotees, some devotees can misunderstand that. That, oh, if this person can do like this, I can also probably stand like this. Or I can even sit when an aarti is going on. It is said that when an aarti is going on, like, you know, Mangal Aarti or, you know, Sandhya Aarti especially, these two aartis, that we should not be sitting. We should stand in respect that the Lord is receiving aarti. Out of respect we should stand. That is the etiquette. But how should we stand? That is also mentioned. That be humble and meek in front of the deity. You know, present, at least, you know, Srila Prabhupada would say, if humility you don't have, you know, then one disciple of Srila Prabhupada asked Prabhupada, that Prabhupada, I don't have, you know, humility. I don't feel humble. Prabhupada said, act humble. Act humble, then one day you will feel that genuinely. Prabhupada said the same thing about enthusiasm. That I don't feel enthusiasm. Srila Prabhupada said, act enthusiastically and you will feel enthusiastic some day or the other. So we have to, you know, follow what is given in the Shastra, that because we are in that condition, we are really fallen, really, really, really fallen. And if we don't follow the basic standards, then it's very easy for us to get deviated and not receiving the mercy of Krishna ultimately. So we should know how to come in front of the deity. We should never come in front of Krishna dressed shabbily. We should never do that. We should come that not only am I coming to see Krishna, look at how Krishna dresses up for us. He never dresses up, oh, by the way, I just wore something and came in front of you. Never. Krishna is very precisely dressed. So we don't have to come in, you know, like Banarsis or this and that. No, but at least dress decent in front of the deities. Never dress shabbily. We have to make ourselves also presentable to the deity, because not only are we seeing Krishna, but Krishna is also seeing us. So we have to have that consciousness when we come in front of the deity. That we are not doing this for, you know, everyone to say, oh, how good you're looking, oh, how nice you're looking. No. But we have to be nice for Krishna. And that doesn't mean that we go overboard and, you know, dress like a bride every time. We don't have to do that. Or the men have to go overboard and wear silk every time. No, that doesn't mean that. But present ourselves in a nice way, decent way, that the Lord also feels pleased when he sees us. You know? So these are certain things that we always need to be very mindful, very careful, that how we are presenting ourselves in front of the deity. You know, even when Maharaj Prataparudra, when he gave up his kingly attire and he wore the dress of a mendicant and came in front of, you know, Mahaprabhu and started reciting the Gopi Gita, he didn't dress shabbily because he was presenting himself as a beggar. He wore Harinam Chadar, he wore Tilak very nicely, and Prataparudra Maharaj was exquisitely beautiful, exquisitely handsome. And even though he was wearing the, you know, what it means by, you know, taking on the form of a beggar means not that he was dressed in rags. No. It just means that he was wearing simple clothes. like the same thing that Krishna did. When Krishna gave up his kingly attire, he did not, you know, wear, torn dhoti, you know, all of this. No, he didn't do that. Krishna wore the finest silk, you know, garments. That's what Krishna wore. The finest, you know, kind of chadars Krishna would wear, which was so, you know, soft, delicate, you know, the highest quality Krishna would wear. But that was simple. So there's a difference between simple and opulent. There's a difference. And we need to understand that, you know, simple doesn't mean that we dress ourselves in rags. Doesn't mean like that. So that is one point that I wanted to mention. And here in text 7, that it is said very clearly that just like, you know, Mahaprabhu himself actually made this prayer, very similar to this particular verse of the 7th verse that we just read. Mahaprabhu made a similar statement, very similar statement in his Shikshashtakam that we recite every day. We all know that verse very, you know, by heart. Na dhanam na janam na sundari kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmaneshware bhavatar bhakti rahaitu kitvai. That, my dear Lord, I don't want, you know, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. I don't want all of this. I don't want riches. I don't want, you know, beautiful people around me. I don't want my spouse to be very beautiful. I don't want all of this. Kavitam va jagadisha kamaye, or anything good in this material world, I don't want. I just don't want. What do I want? That I just want your loving devotion. And the devotion that will attract you, I want to develop such kind of devotion. And this is the same thing that is said in this text 7, that this is what attracts Lord Jagannath. You know, when we say to Lord Jagannath that, my dear Lord, I don't want all of this. These worldly things I just don't want. Only thing I want is your loving service. And when we make such a claim to Jagannath, when we make such a claim to Krishna that I don't want any of this, then when Krishna has his mercy upon us, Krishna then gives himself to us. And it is very beautifully said that if we are chanting Hare Krishna and if we desire worldly gains, Krishna very easily gives that. Very easily. He will give that, you know, if you're desiring to be very opulent in your life, if you're desiring that, oh, I should become very successful. Krishna easily gives that to the devotees who are chanting Hare Krishna and having such desire. Sometimes we see that devotees get like that. But those devotees who want nothing other than pleasing Guru, pleasing Krishna, that then Krishna has no other option other than just giving himself to that devotee. You know, Krishna says, if I give bhukti, bhukti means material, you know, material commodities, bhukti. If I give bhukti to someone, I feel very relieved that I don't have to give anything else to that devotee. But if I give bhakti to a person, then I'm giving myself to that person. I have to give myself to that person. Because that person doesn't want anything else. He just wants me. So I'm giving myself. So I don't give myself so easily. I give bhukti very easily, but I don't give myself very easily. You know, so we have to understand this particular aspect of Krishna's dealings. That how can we really attract the mercy of Krishna? How can we really, you know, make sure that, you know, Prabhupada would say, don't try to see God, but act in such a way that God tries to see who is he, you know, who is this, who are we. So how do we act in a way that God wants to see us? By serving one of the dear devotees of God. When we serve them very nicely, God immediately looks, hey, who is this person who is serving my devotee so nicely? That's how we attract Krishna's mercy. That is the secret of attracting and receiving Krishna's mercy. That's how we see all our acharyas. They have perfected their lives because they took the mission of their spiritual master as their life and soul. And then Krishna took direct care of them. The life of our very own dear Srila Prabhupada. How he took the mission, the words of his spiritual master to his heart. And how then, you know, Krishna himself was pulling the Jaladuta and brought Prabhupada to America. And the reason that we are all sitting here in this room today and listening to Krishna Katha and speaking some Krishna Katha is because of Srila Prabhupada. Nothing else. What Srila Prabhupada has done for us. If Srila Prabhupada wouldn't have been there, where would we all go? Jodi Prabhupada na hoito, tobe ki hoito, ei jivon bohito kishe. How would we, you know, where would we be? Which corner of hellish planet we would be rotting if it was not for Srila Prabhupada? So we should never ever, you know, forget what Prabhupada has done for us. And our way, and Prabhupada said, how can, you know, because devotees, disciples would ask Srila Prabhupada, that Prabhupada, you are doing so much for us, what can we do for you? Srila Prabhupada would say, you chant Hare Krishna and make others chant Hare Krishna. Bring as many souls as we can to this, you know, movement, introduce them to Krishna, you know, make their lives perfect. That is the way we can show our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. And here in this particular verse, there's a mention of Lord Shiva, that it is said that, I simply pray that Lord Jagannath Swami, whose glory is Lord Shiva, always sings, may he be the object of my vision. So, Lord Shiva is glorified here because he is Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. That Lord Shiva is the very, very dear and topmost Vaishnava of Krishna. And Lord Shiva, without Lord Shiva's permission, we actually cannot get the mercy of Krishna. We have to beg for the blessing, in fact, to enter any dham, right? Be it Vrindavan Dham, be it Mayapur Dham, be it Jagannath Puri Dham, we have to beg the blessings of Mahadev because he is the Kshatrapal. He is the one who is the maintainer of that particular Kshatra. He is like the, you know, it is said that Lord Shiva is the one guarding all of these, you know, Dhams. So we have to seek his blessings before entering, you know, the holy Dhams. Because he is the Kshatrapal. He is the one who is protecting the holy dhams, the guardian of the holy dhams. So, in this regard, I wanted to just share that there is a very beautiful Shivalinga at the temple in Rajapur Jagannath in Mayapur. And that Shivalinga is a miraculous Shivalinga. It's actually a stone, a piece of stone. But that is, you know, he is called as Mahadev. Mahadev he is called as. And this Mahadev, he is very magical, very mystical because he is actually growing by a mustard seed every single day. He is a living stone. He is growing by a mustard seed every single day. You know, if you visit Rajapur Jagannath, you can see him today, he is like this big. Almost this big Shila he is. I remember when I had first seen this Mahadev, he used to be at least just this size. But today he is this size. So he's growing. Every day it is said that he grows by a mustard seed. Very special Shiva. And Lord Shiva actually has very special connection with Krishna. You know, whenever Krishna comes, you know, Lord Shiva gets very attracted to come and see the childhood form of Krishna. Even in Gokul, Vrindavan, when Krishna was manifesting his childhood pastimes, it is said that Lord Shiva came dressed as a mendicant and he came to see Jashoda Kalal, you know. Very beautifully, You know, it is said, there is a doha, actually, by Kabir, Kabir Das. He says, let me see if I remember it correctly, otherwise I'll refer to my notes, but it is said that Kabir Das says that this is especially true when Lord Shiva came to see Krishna. So this Kabir Das is saying in his doha that kuch log kisi ke baal pe marte hain, kuch log kisi ke chaal pe marte hain. This is in Hindi, so I will translate it in a little while. So, kuch log kisi ke baal pe marte hain, kuch log kisi ke chaal pe marte hain, par bhagyavan hai wo jo Yashoda ke laal pe marte hain. I remember. Thank you, Krishna, for giving me this remembrance. But what it means is that some people are crazy behind some people's hair. You know, we see so many weird people having weird hairstyles nowadays, especially Kali Yuga, we see that. Some people, they are crazy about some people the way they walk. You know, we see all these catwalks and ramp walks. People are crazy behind people's walking, you know, styles. Oh, there's another statement. Kuch log kisi ke gaal pe marte hain, means some people are attracted to the attractive, you know, cheeks of some, like the beauty of someone. Some people are attracted to that. Kuch log kisi ke gaal pe marte hain, kuch log kisi ke baal pe marte hain, kuch log kisi ke chaal pe marte hain. Par bhagyavan hai wo, but fortunate is that person jo Yashoda ke laal pe marte hain. Those who are, you know, giving their life for Yashoda Lalla, the son of Mother Yashoda. They are the ones who are the most fortunate. Bhagyavan hai wo jo Yashoda ke laal pe marte. So when Lord Shiva came to see baby Krishna, this is what Lord Shiva had said, that, you know, this is how we must look for Krishna, how we must glorify Krishna. And even it is said that Gauranga Mahaprabhu, when he was displaying his childhood pastimes, even that time, Lord Shiva actually came to see Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the golden Nimai, Lord Shiva came to see. So Lord Shiva has a very special connection with Krishna and his leelas. So this way, he actually manifests his different attractions, his different captivations of his love towards Lord Krishna. So that is why Lord Shiva is mentioned here, because he is Kshetrapal, he is Param Vaishnav. And the devotees, the Vaishnavas, we seek the blessings of Lord Shiva because we pray to Lord Shiva that he blesses us with attachment to Krishna. Like how he is attached to Krishna, we should also be, you know, developing that same kind of attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna. So today we will end here. Next week we will have the last verse of Sri Jagannath Ashtakam. We will conclude Sri Jagannath Ashtakam next week and we'll hear some more very sweet nectarian pastimes of Lord Jagannath. A few more. I will recite a few more pastimes next week. So we will end Jagannath Ashtakam next week. But today we will end here. So thank you very much. Lord Jagannath Swami Ki Jai. Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Vartaman Guru Vrinda Ki Jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If there's any questions, comments, or reflections, we can take that now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you so much for a wonderful instructional class, Mataji. It was so wonderful. Nice. Thank you, ma'am. If anybody have any questions, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Kala Sudha Mataji. Very, very, very exciting. Narration and Oh, the past aunts and Gopiki and Jagannath Ashtakam, verse of the Jagannath Ashtakam. Thank you very much, Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you so much,
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Kalasudha Mataji, very, very beautiful class. The description of a lotus leaf and lotus flower and all the things are very beautiful, Mataji. And you are telling about Kana, how he was dressed up when he was king, and then devotees did not recognize him. All the stories are very beautiful, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Vinaya. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Very good, nice class, Mataji. Thank you, Madam, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, thank you. All right, so we can end
Hare Krishna, Ji, Kali Sudha, Mataji, Koti Koti, Dhanat, Pranam, beautiful. Such an excellent class, Mataji. Mataji, can you see this is Jagannathakam? When there is no person? Dhanwad Pranam, Mataji. Thank you very much.
Mataji, the voice is breaking. I couldn't hear anything. Can you repeat, please?
Yes, Mataji. Koti Koti, Dhanwad Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudevji. Mataji, as usual, an actor in class, can you please sing Sisi Jagannathakam if it is possible, Mataji? Dhanwad Pranam.
Sure. Thank you so much, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. So if there's no more questions, I'll just sing the first verse of Sri Jagannathashtakam in honor of Vrinda Gopika Mataji.
कदाचित् कालिन्दितट विघ्नसङ्गीततरवो मूदाभीरि नारीवदनकमलस्वादमधुपः रमा शम्भु ब्रह्मामरपति गणेशार्चितपदो जगन्नाथ स्वामी
Hare Krishna, Jai Jagannath.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandvat Pranam. Sisi Jagannath Takam Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandvat Pranam. Very, very nice class. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you. So we can end here if there's any more questions. We can end here.
Thank you so much. Very happy. Very great. We look question again in the future. Nobody have any question, we can call here praying all the to the devotees Vaishnavas. वांचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुहेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय हरे कलासुदा माता जी की जय
कलासुदा माता जी की जय
हरे अनंत अनंत थैंक यू सो मच हरे कृष्णा